That's the sort of advice that John Beaver gives people. He is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates as well. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, another record-setting day for the S&P and for the Dow. The NASDAQ was up as well. Four winning weeks in a row. What's this all about?
Well, we are, just as we're in spring right now on the calendar, we are in economic spring, and this could go for many more years. It's a good thing, so it's been a great week. As you just mentioned, great week, 4 weeks really for the markets. New highs for the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, even international stocks, new highs this week. The volatility of the market is in check here. It's calm. The momentum's positive. We got boring market internals right now. So really, we are in a good position. We've got good economic news that's coming in. So this has been a good week. There will be some rough weeks ahead, but this has been a good week.
Okay, so you say that we're like in a post-war boom right now. So I can get the temporary boost when it comes to the recovery money and, you know, the fact that we were pretty down about a year ago. But what is it that makes this a post-war boom and that's something that could last for years?
Yeah, so similarities and differences. The first difference is that we don't have a big boom from not spending on a war, and now we have that money to go into the economy. But we are in economic spring. What that means is we've come off of a major financial crisis. That was the Great Recession. And the last time we had something like this was the 1960s, where we came off really the Great Depression. It took quite a while to get through that. And then we had the period of the 1950s and 60s, which was an economic spring, where you still have the market volatility. It's moving up and down, but really strong boost for the economy as you add to the debt and grow the economy, but in a relatively stable way. So that's what we have right now. That's why we liken this to a post-war boom. And this could go for several years. Again, not without market pullbacks. So to put this in perspective, when we had this in the 1960s, when we finally broke out to new highs in the stock market, and this was 1950, the market rallied 500% until we got to 1965, where then the market ran into trouble as we moved into economic summer and inflation heated up. Not saying we're going to have the same thing today.
Right.
History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes. So if we have a similar situation now, we're only halfway to where we could be going right now at this point in time with where the market's at.
I've never heard that phrase before, but I love it. History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
Mark Twain.
Oh, was that right? No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, but so I might have missed something here. I was thinking that we were getting a boom from the recession of a year ago. Are you talking about, because you said Great Recession, so this has to do all the way back with 2008?
It does. There's still a hangover on the, well, not a hangover, but we do have some hangover, but really have this boost from all the money that the Federal Reserve injected into the system. And we're still reaping some benefits from that because they haven't taken that money back. They've tried, but they haven't been able to take that money back. So that is helping continue to boost this economy and is a support there for the economy. And the Fed is in no hurry to take any of that money back. So yeah, we've got a little boost here from having come off the COVID recession, mm-hmm. but we have a more sustainable boost coming off of a Great Recession.
So if we're facing, because right, I mean, the recovery after the Great Recession was the longest recovery right in history. It was slow. Then we drop it. What you're really saying is our expansion now is just a continuation of that longest recovery.
And if you go back to the Great Depression, we had this recovery that lasted a couple decades.
Okay, so well, I'm ready for that because that could set up my 401k very nicely. I'm really enjoying talking to you today, John. Okay, but so the next question, though, is you said it could be rocky because I also see in your notes that there could be a 10% pullback coming.
So every year you can expect a 10% pullback. That's just the normal breathing of the market, just like the tides, just like the waves. That's what the market does. And then every 3-4 years, you get one of these 25 or 35% zingers. And that's what we had last year from COVID. Now, that was not a financial situation. That was a pandemic, very rare that those happen, but they mm-hmm. do. But those happen in economic spring. You're generally moving forward, but in the 1960s, we had a 25% pullback, a 30% pullback, and a 35% pullback. That's part of the dance of the market. And the thing is to understand, are you a long-term investor or a short-term trader, or really conservative and getting sucked in by all the exciting news about these stocks going up?
John Beaver is the president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, and he's got nothing but good news for us today. John, it was great to talk to you.
Thank you. Good to be on.
I hope we can talk again. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN.